It's Thunder and PT's second date update. It's sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Ellie, good morning. Thanks for reaching out to be on Second Date Update.
Hey, thank you.
What can PT and I do for you?
Oh, I could use your help with Dave.
Okay.
He up and disappeared on me.
So what's going on? Like, when was the last time you chatted with him?
I chatted with him about a week and a half ago, right around all the St. Patrick's Day celebrations that were going on.
Okay.
And that was around the time of your first date. So let's go back and unpack that, Ellie. How did that go? Were you out like on a Friday or Saturday?
Yeah, it was on Friday, okay. And it was nice.
Okay.
And we hung out and half watched a game while we got to know each other.
Is it possible that he was distracted by, you know, something going on the television or like at the bar you were at or whatever?
No, neither of us is really into basketball, so it didn't interrupt the flow. It was such an easy date. There were some pauses, but they didn't feel awkward.
All right, so watching the game didn't seem to hinder or be a distraction from getting to know each other. But, Ellie, is there anything you think that we need to know that might have caused Dave some doubt about maybe going out again?
No, there's no deep, dark secret to our time together. He was super fun to be around and then never messaged me back.
Dang. Okay. How long ago was that, PT? Oh, it's almost 2 weeks.
A couple weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, clearly something, you know, we think is up, Ellie. We're not sure until we call Dave. Would you like us to do that?
I would. Yeah. I hope you can talk to him.
All right. You hold tight right there, Ellie. Let's find out what's going on.
We're going to call Dave right now.
Hello?
Hi. Good morning. Could we speak to Dave, please?
This is Dave.
Hey, Dave, this is not a sales call, and thank you for answering. Everything's fine. We are calling you this morning. Yeah, let me explain what's going on here. It's actually Thunder and PT, and we co-host a radio show on 102.9 The Wolf.
And
so we do a segment on our show, and it's called Second Date Update. And we want to talk to you for a moment, Dave, about a recent date that you went on with a woman named Ellie.
Oh, okay. well, I mean, you know, her ex can pretty much have her, you know. I don't want anything to do with her.
Wait, her ex?
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
Well, they were all over each other in the middle of our date.
Wait a second, Dave. This is the first...
You went out with Ellie? I think you guys went out to like a bar or whatever, and then her ex was there?
This is the first we're hearing about that, Dave. So tell us, can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, I was caught off guard myself. You know, we went out and we were having a good time. And, you know, she was wearing one of those Kiss Me, I'm Irish shirts. And, you know, at the time, you know, it was cute, whatever. And we were having a good time. And out of nowhere, you know, some guy walks over and taps her on her shoulder and starts making out with her. Like, while
what?
I'm sitting there, while she's in front of me, while Brett we're
on her date. Wait. Brett didn't know I was on a date.
We had Ellie hold on, Dave, in case we were able to get a hold of you. Ellie, what is all this about? Dave, just because I want to hear the answer to this.
Yeah, please hang tight.
Ellie, what is going on?
Brett didn't know I was on a date. And, you know, maybe I got lost in the moment for a second because he's a really good kisser, but...
Okay, who's Brett?
He's my ex-boyfriend.
Okay. Oh, so he happened.
You know, once he knew I was with you, he backed off.
Wait, did you know, Ellie? Did you know that Brett, your ex, was in the same bar that you went on a first date with, Dave, or did he just walk? He just walked. It was crowded, and he just walked up.
Yeah, I mean, he just saw me.
Well, wait. So what? You obviously have an incredibly strong relationship still with your ex, where he could just come up to you and.
That's what I think. That's what I think exactly. That's why, like, when she started making out with him. It lasted for like a good couple of seconds. It wasn't like she, you know, pulled him off of her or anything like that.
So
in front of my face.
So are you sitting next to each other at the bar, Dave?
Yes.
And do you see Brett walk up and do this all at once? Like, who is this guy walking up to Ellie?
I mean, you know how you can kind of see some people like in the corner of your eyes? I had seen somebody walking towards us. But I didn't think in a million years that he was going to grab her and just start making out with her.
And she had, and Ellie had her back to Brett, and then he taps her on the shoulder, turns around, and plants a big one. And Ellie, did you know immediately it was Brett, or how long did that take to figure that out?
Yeah, I knew it was him, and, you know, he's trying to win me back, but it's no big deal, and he's in the
no
past.
No big deal.
Dave, I want you now.
No, thank you. No, thank you. I mean, we had a great time, but that's not something that I want to get into. I'm sorry. I don't want to get into that.
What was the conversation after the kiss? You know, you're watching all this. You're witnessing all this, Dave.
Yeah.
What happened immediately after the kiss?
Well, my face was just shocked. And then pretty much he, like, laughed about it. And then he walks away like a complete idiot. Yeah. And then she stays there, like, kind of, like, giggling, like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, I'm sorry? Like, what do you mean you're sorry?
Yeah. And she
so
had
literally just, I was done by that point.
Yeah.
I just, you know, peacefully, quietly got the tab, and I left. I didn't even look back, you know, nothing like that. That's why I kind of pretty much ghosted or, you know, disappeared, because I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
So, Ellie, I mean, like, obviously you're saying you're over him, although you mentioned he was a great kisser or whatever. He's obviously not over you.
Yeah.
I mean, is it possible that he knew that you were on a date here and he was like, this was some kind of a power move from his standpoint, from, I guess, you say his name was Brett?
He didn't know I was on a date, or he never would have done that. I mean,
okay. Well,
okay. Remember when we asked you if there was anything that we should know about?
Yeah.
Like, to me, it's like my ex came up and kissed me. It was awkward. You'd think you would know that.
If he shocked you and kissed you and you recoiled, but it didn't seem like it went on for, you know, a little too. Listen, it's a no. I think it's a no from Dave, Ellie, for a second date.
It's a hell no, guys.
Okay,
it's a
I'm
hell
sorry.
No. I'm never going back on a date with her ever.
All right. Thanks, man. Ellie, we're sorry this didn't work out for you, but, you know, if you're still kissing, you just may want to get that settled and give us a call next time you want to be on Second Date Update.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.